When he was a child, Leo Figgs had a near-death experience. In this week's StoryCorps Northwest, he talks with his wife about that event and about the tragic suicide of his son, Isaac.
I was born in Kansas in a small town in the northeast corner, Highland, Kansas, in 1947. My father was a minister, and we traveled around as his pastorage was to serve small churches in need. And so we moved to Iowa, lived in Fort Morgan, Colorado, Goodland, Kansas, Sanger, California, Denver, Colorado.
So a bit later, I think when you were maybe a teenager, you had a near-death experience. Can you talk about that a little bit?
We lived in Sanger, California, which had irrigation canals. And my buddies and I were swimming over in the irrigation canal. My older brother, again, Wayne, was up there with his friends as well. And we would dive off the spillway and land on the bubbles and get washed downstream to the canal and then get out and do it over and over again. This particular time, five of us decided to hold an air mattress across our chests, and we were all going to dive in together. One of the guys didn't jump, and it threw everybody else off. I got sucked back underneath and caught under the spillway and trapped on the bottom of the canal. I was a strong swimmer, but I was trapped on the bottom and just flat on my stomach and the water coming down on my chest, and I couldn't get off the bottom, and I couldn't get away. And that experience went on and until I heard a voice say to me, "Well, Leo, I guess this is it." And a tremendous sense of peace and calm came over me, fearless at that point. I felt just washed with love and lost all fear. Then I heard the voice again say, "You might as well try to swim to the light." So I saw the bright light, swam toward it, got off the bottom, and came up under the spillway. And I remember hitting my head, and I was trapped under the spillway, under the walkway, rather. And at that point, I felt my finger touch something as it was floating. And then an instant later, I felt my hand being grabbed. Wayne had run down and jumped down and was reaching under, found me and pulled me out.
So what was the saddest moment of your life?
The saddest moment was coming home after our son Isaac had been struggling with bipolar acute one mania and finding that he had taken his life in our home.
Yeah.
It remains that. So we were gifted with beautiful children and creative and challenging. And I've learned that life is unpredictable.
Yeah.
It's magical.
Yeah.
It's symphony, not harmony.
Yeah.
You get the highs and the lows. And it's trustworthy.
That was Leo Figgs talking with his wife, Jennifer Cunningham, about his near-death experience as a child and his son's suicide. You can hear other StoryCorps Northwest interviews on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Yakima Valley Museum, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.